under the category, Jim, of how many died, when we have these earthquakes around the world and these tsunamis, the number of victims, the number of people that die, seems really hard to track. I mean, they always start off with a very few, and it's always a minimized story, and then by the time it's done, you're up to 100,000 people or something. How frequently are we being lied to, do you suppose, about how many people are killed in these?
About 90% of the time.
That's a lot of the time, Jim.
Yes. Well, I discovered in 1979 about the 1906 earthquake in San Francisco. I often raise the question, gee, we got awfully lucky. They're only losing a few hundred, 452 or 315 or 277. Various experts came up with different numbers, almost all less than 500 for San Francisco.
That's right.
And they said, well, absolutely, the fire did most of the damage, and people just moved out ahead of the fire. You didn't expect them to wait around. Well, I did if they were crushed under the buildings. The temperatures of that fire hit 2,500 degrees because cast iron melted. And, radiators and kegs of nails were retained the shape of the keg, and the wood was all gone. The nails fused together. It takes 2,500 degrees. I checked with a crematory, and they only use 1,800 degrees. So there was very little to clean up. So the Army, the early estimates by the Telegraph Company and General Funston were about 3,000 killed.
Mm-hmm.
And then General Greeley came out quickly to take over, and the Secretary of Commerce and Labor, Metcalf, was a direct emissary from Teddy Roosevelt. And they all had their act together. It's just like you recorded. There has been much exaggeration of the deaths. The true total is, and pick a number, from around 250 to 450. And people didn't want to deal with it because the Army had everything in control, and they claimed there hadn't been anybody shot for looting except one accidental one. Lies, lies, lies. And so I ran into an article in Great Disasters of the World by James Cornell, and it said that in 1968 this major quake hit Iran, and that at least 6,000 people died. There were reports that more than 18,000, but the truth will not be known because the reluctance of the Iranian government to admit to shoddy construction. I read that and said, that sounds logical. And then I read a British almanac, 1907, which said last April 18th, San Francisco was visited by a frightful earthquake, caused more than 60 million pounds damage. Now, $5 a pound in those days, 300 million, not too far off the
right
real damage. But more lamentable was the loss of several thousand lives. Oh, my hackles rose on seeing that. What are these British mean telling us lost several thousand when I know for a fact it was only a few hundred? Come on. What, do you think we are a third world country? I was very provincial.
I really have wondered about this tragedy toll that we get. Mm-hmm. It seems so strangely released. And
yes.
Sumatra, for example, I wonder what is real there.
Well, in my newsletter in January, I estimated 400,000 killed and would die with the disease and all. The highest total I've seen now is about 300,000, but it's slowly climbed. It's still occurring. The people are even killing each other. It's a desperate situation, and maybe one of the world's greatest disasters. And they said the tsunami first reported about 30 feet, and now they found debris up on 80-foot trees.
Oh, my God.
It was up to 80 feet in places.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And one of the most incredible things is a leading geologist whom I've met and did a lot of work on the San Andreas Fault. I didn't know he had worked 10 years in Sumatra. He was spending his own money distributing 5,000 posters and talking to churches and schools and trying to acquaint people to the threat of a big quake and tsunami. This was last year in July.
I think I'd heard about this.
Well, and I've been trying to include him in my book. Cal's been trying to get hold of him, but I don't know if he's been told to be quiet or what. But,
well, I've heard about this, that he was distributing all kinds of warnings.
Yes, and he had a meeting set up with some of the governmental leaders a couple of weeks before the event, and then they decided they didn't have enough money to travel, and they canceled it. But there are... See, he did about what I did before the World Series quake. I took matters in my own hands because most of the media outlet didn't want to hear about that I'd been working with earlier.
Well, you must have known when you did that, Jim, that
yes.
you were doing a potentially career-ending thing.
It didn't end my career, but...
But, I mean, you had to look at it that way before you did it. That had to be one of the things that you considered.
Definitely.
You know, the fallout.
I said, am I going to conform or am I going to inform?
Yes, well...
And when if somebody had the clue to for AIDS or something, you have to come out with it. And I just don't believe in censorship. I was very fortunate, as county geologist, there was only one time before the World Series earthquake where I was censored, and I was told to not talk about the threat of mudslides following the big forest fire we had in 1985. And I talked to the sheriffs and the Forest Service and the various homeowners, and finally I got the word from the boss, Jim, some of the real estate people are concerned it might affect property values, so we don't want you to talk about the potential for mudflows. Well, we had extremely heavy rainfall, and everything that I said happened. And so I got...
I was going to ask, what would the motive be for trying to shut you up, and you just told me?
Yeah, that's the same thing with the deaths in 1906. The insurance company said they weren't going to pay for any earthquake damage because nobody had any earthquake insurance. So early estimates of 50% went down to 95% fire and 5% earthquake. And all the old-timers through history called it the fire, not the earthquake. And only in recent years, the city historian, Gladys Hansen, was doing the same thing I was simultaneously back in the late 70s. She started after Roots appeared on television, and she was getting all these wires and phone calls from people all around searching for Aunt Gertrude. She'd looked for Aunt Gertrude on the death list and the missing list, and she wasn't there. And so she realized eventually that there was a third list of those that never had been followed up upon. So in 1989, she and a former fire chief wrote a big card table book, picture book, wonderful pictures that they had on file with the fire department. And it's called Denial of Disaster. And in there she said at least 3,000 killed. Well, I've been saying 5,000 to more than 10,000 from 1979. And now it's starting to appear in some of the official books. But for many, many years, the World Almanac would say 452 dead.